This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did y'all know we had so many SUNY schools? I've only lived here 15 years, and this sad story about the kid at SUNY New Paltz?
Yep. Yes.
I never even heard of that joint.
I have. I am a product of the SUNY college system.
Yeah.
So I went on several SUNY tours. So I'm familiar. I had friends that went to SUNY New Paltz.
Like during that song, I asked them, like, where even is SUNY New Paltz? And I'm scrolling through the list of SUNY schools. I never heard of half of these.
Oh, that's when we did our SUNY school tour.
Yeah.
We did Binghamton, New Paltz, and Stony Brook all in the same, I guess, day. Or it was actually a couple of days. Cool. They're all downstate.
What's do each of them have like their rep? Like his new, like Fredonia, I know that's party town, right?
Well,
is New Paltz a party school?
It's a science and arts kind of school. My friend's daughter went there, and she went there for, oh God, it was one of these, you know, chemical brain surgery or something.
Oh God.
She's brilliant. Oh, I'm sorry. Astrophysicist. That's what she is.
Oh.
Like a Sheldon.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Yes.
Holy crap. No wonder I never heard of that.
Yeah.
She owns her own garlic factory now.
Well, look at that. Huh. Yeah. I'm looking at this list. Delhi.
Oh,
yeah.
My brother-in-law went to Delhi.
Yeah. SUNY Delhi. What other ones have you never heard of?
Well, really? I got the whole list here. I'm on suny.edu.
Oh, never mind. I'll tell you where they're at.
For time purposes, I should just tell you the ones I've heard of.
Fred.
We were having a little conversation about SUNY schools. We took an exit off of another story, the sad one about the kid at SUNY New Paltz.
Yeah.
That's the one that fell, right?
Yes.
So we started talking about different SUNY schools, and I looked at the list, and there's so many that I'd never even heard of, and these two were telling me all about them. Which one has the tunnels?
That's Potsdam, SUNY Potsdam. Because there's so much snow, and it's so cold. They have a tunnel system, which, I got to be honest with you, was creepy.
It is creepy. I got accepted at Potsdam, SUNY Purchase, and then Fredonia. And when they took me on a tour of Potsdam and they're taking you through those tunnels, you're like,
absolutely
no,
not.
Thanks.
Really?
No.
Yeah. And I'm looking at my daughter saying, no, you take your chances outside, kiddo.
What kind of tunnels are we talking? Like some El Chapo get out of a Mexican prison
well,
tunnel?
Well, that's what they're not fancy. They've got those creepy LED lights that I feel like can be knocked out at any moment.
It's just like being in a small, confined underground place, walking underground.
And I had always been told, I didn't know which one it was, and I thought it was folklore. I asked them which SUNY campus has the ropes in between buildings because there's so much snow.
It's Oswego. Mm.
That's funny. Something. I like to play a game. You know, I'm not from here, but I moved here as soon as I could.
Yes.
I like to play a game. If I was from here, I would probably be from like Hilton or Parma. I don't know why. I just feel like that's where I would have grown up. And I definitely would have gone to SUNY Maritime College for sure. That's my favorite, I think, of the SUNY schools. They're cranking out ship captains, tugboat captains.
Well, and they're checking out the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and everything else is laying on the bottom of the Great Lakes.
Well, when you graduate, you have to get a tattoo of the Edmund
Fitzgerald. Oh, okay. With a big circle and an X through it. Don't do this.
What made you pick those three schools, TJ?
Those are what I applied for for what I was going to school for, which
theater.
Was performance. Yeah. And those were the top three SUNY performance schools that I knew my grades. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And those were the three that accepted me. And right. Two of them were, because SUNY Purchase is just as, it's like a big piece of concrete.
That's all it is. They have one of the biggest buildings I've ever seen without a window. No windows.
Yeah.
And they have the weirdest dorms. They've got these, they're long windows that maybe about 4 feet wide, or I'm sorry, like 8 feet wide, 4 feet tall. And they're level with the beds. So you're walking down the side of the building, you're seeing bodies all over the place.
It's weird.
It's a weird
so
school.
So either concrete
right.
or underground tunnels.
Yeah.
Wow. Y'all can sell it, man. Y'all, I hope there's some kids thinking about college listening right now.
Listen, that's what made Buffalo look so good to us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.